Nadarim Perek Yud Mishnah Vav 10:6, and our Mishnah considers the case of the Shomeres Yavam, a woman who's waiting to have Yibum done to her, if there's anyone who's able to cancel her Nadarim. So just I'll remind you, the case is if a woman is married to a man and the man dies and he has no living descendants, so that woman, his now widow, must perform either Yibum or Chalitza with her late husband's brother. If there are more than one brother, so then either brother will do. The mitzvah is on the older brother, but either brother in truth could do Yibum. Now, until she resolves the Yibum requirements, she is called Zukuka. She is connected to her brothers-in-law, and she cannot marry anybody else. Okay? Now, if there are two brothers surviving, so then either one, as I said, could do Yibum. And what the rabbis established was, is that to sort of confer a level of like sort of dignity and formality to the Yibum process, they made an intermediate stage called Mimer. Mimer essentially is very similar to Kedushin, in as much as what happens is before they consummate the marriage of Yibum by them sleeping together. So before that, the Yavam, the man who's going to be marrying this woman, living together with her, he will essentially give her a ring or whatever. He'll give her like mimer, kesef, like kedushin or star, which it's, you know, just like kedushin works, formalizing that she's going to be marrying him and nobody else. And at that point, after mimer, so that takes all the other brothers out of the picture. In other words, now there's no way for her to do yibum with the other brothers rabbinically. She has to only do yibum with this brother from whom she accepted this mimer, this money. Okay, so the question is now in our Mishnah, can this Yavam, is he able to make for her Nadarim? They're sort of like engaged. Maybe after Mimer, for sure, they're sort of like engaged. The question is at that point, isn't he at least as good as a regular Arus and should be able to make for Nadarim? So the Mishnah has actually three opinions. So here we go. The Mishnah says inside, Shomer is Yavam, if you have a woman who's waiting for Yibum to happen to her, Bein li Yavam Echad, Bein li Shnei Yavam, and it doesn't matter. This is the first opinion, Rabbi Eliezer's opinion. It doesn't matter if there's one or more than one surviving brothers, that could be the Yavam. Once she does Mimer with one of them, so she's committed to that particular one, Rabbi Eliezer, Omer, Yafer, he says that husband-to-be, that one who gave Mimer, he can cancel his Shomeres Yavam's Nadarim. Why? Because Rabbi Eliezer says it's like a Kol V'Chomer. It's the relationship between the Yavam and Yavama are like even stronger than a generic Arisan situation, because like Shemaim set it up, heaven set it up, and even before the Mimer, they're already kind of connected. They're already like destined for another, there's a Zika there, they're bound together, and that makes it, plus they have Mimer like to add to that, like a Kedushin. So for sure, in such a scenario, says Rabbi Eliezer, he should be able to cancel her Nadarim. Rabbi Yeshua disagrees. Rabbi Yeshua Omer le'echad avalo l'shnayim. He says, listen, if there's only one possible brother who could be doing Yibum, then for sure, like heaven set them up together, and then you have Mimer on top of that. So that should for sure should be enough. He agrees. But if there were two brothers, either of whom, could do Yibum, so just because one did Mimer, Derabana, but really Midorais, there's two possibilities there. Neither one is totally connected, and therefore, Rabbi Yeshua will say, if there's two brothers, so then neither one, not even the one who does Mimer, should be able to do Hafaras Nadarim, because you can't like Kol V'Chomer, it's weaker. But if there's only one brother and he's done Mimer, then there's no one left. There's no other possibility. So the only one, whether or not that one brother did Mimer. Either way, since he's the destined one and Shemayim set it up, that's very potent. And for sure, says Rabbi Yeshua, that one brother, who's now the only brother, even before Mimer, should be able to be mefer, canceled in the Dharm of the Shomer Siyavim. But Rabbi Akiva disagrees, and Rabbi Akiva Omer, lo le'echad lo le'shnayim, it doesn't matter if there's one brother or more than one brother, two or more. In all events, even with Mimer, it also doesn't matter. It's not as strong as a regular Arizona situation, and therefore the Shomer Siyavim can never have her Nadarm canceled by anybody. So they're going to discuss their rationales. Amar Rabbi Eliezer, he speaks first. Rabbi Eliezer says, "Ma im isha shekana hu la'atzmo." If you have a girl who, it's like a kol v'chomer, Because you have a girl who gets acquired by good old-fashioned Kedushin, Harehu Mefer Nedareh, so then her husband, the Baal, who's the Arus, only he can cancel her Nedarim. Ishik no lo min ha-shamayim. If you have a woman who was like a he acquired, if you will, through Shemayim, through heaven, which that bond exists, like I said, prior to giving Kedushin. So when he also gave Kedushin Mimer, so then Eino Din Shiyafer Nidareah, isn't it logical that he's even more connected to her and therefore have a bigger say and should be able to cancel Nidar? So Amar Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Akiva says no. Lo. Ima Marta Beisha Shekano Hula Atzmo. If you talk about a woman who does Gunal conventional Kedushin, Erisin, She'ein Lacherim Parashus. There's no one else who's in the picture. Only the Arus who gave her that he's the one and the only. Tomar Be'isha Shehiknu Lo Min HaShamayim. How could you say that, could you equate that to a woman who's a Shomer Ziyavam who haven't been set her up, but there are other brothers potentially, so any of those brothers are connected, so it's not one and only. She'esh Lacherim Parashus. There's multiple men who have potential rights over her and could marry her, and therefore no one is like unilaterally and solely authorized, so therefore it's weaker than a normal case of Kedushin. Amar Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Yeshua says Rabbi Akiva. He actually calls him just Akiva because Rabbi Akiva was the student of Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua, so Rabbi Yeshua is speaking to a student, and he says Akiva. Devarecha b'shnei yevamin. Rabbi Yeshua says to Rabbi Akiva, what you're saying is true if there were two brothers, because then it's not clear who would be the Yavam, so it's not like one and only, so therefore it's weaker. Mata meshiv al Yavam echad. But if there's just one surviving brother, he's the only one, and heaven arranged it, and that bond exists through the Zika exists prior to the Mimer even. So like, they're connected. So for sure, that one and only Yavam, who is the only potential Yavam, because there's only one brother, he should be able to make for Nadar. Amar lo, so Rabbi Akiva says back to Rabbi Yeshua, no. Ein yivama gemur liyavam kashem sha'arusa gemur liisha. No, the bond between the yavam and the shomer's yavam is not nearly as complete as the bond between the arus and the arusa. And the biggest proof is that if a woman is an arusa and then someone else sleeps with her, that's a capital crime. That's adultery because she's a married woman. She's ushered to everybody. In contrast, if a woman's just a shomeres yavam, even after mimer, and someone else sleeps with her, she's a mezana, the penalty is not a capital punishment. It's not a death penalty. So you see, she's not fully connected to him, so you see it's a weaker connection. And therefore, Rabbi Akiva says, and the halacha is, that a woman who's a shomeres yavam can never have her nadarim canceled by anybody, because she's not married to anybody. There's no arus yet. No husband yet. No baal yet, I should say. Okay, and that's the din. Now, just one point, you might ask, wait a second, what happened in the story back in Bereishis when Yehuda wants to send Tamar to be executed for, because she was a Shomer's Yavam waiting for one of Yehuda's children, and it seems that she had an affair with somebody else. So the answer is that, in short, is that that's nothing to do with violation of a Shomer's Yavam. If you look at the Ramban there and others, they make that very clear, that a normal situation, it's explicit in the Ramban, that a woman who's a Shomer's Yavam does not face the death penalty for being mezana, for adultery, and therefore whatever happened, whatever was motivating Yehuda, whatever his authority and rights were, is something different. You can look there in the Ramban and to see there what he has to say.